The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, greetings and welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods, and I am honored to be your host. Today is a very special day, and we're so thankful that you've tuned in. So whether you're in the car cruising around Phoenix, listening on 960 The Patriot, or you're on the treadmill listening to us as a podcast, we always like to encourage our folks that are exercising while they listen to The Beacon, and you're looking great. You know, if you're at a gym and you're breathing through a mask, man, we're sorry about that. I hope that doesn't last much longer. But keep on trucking. You're doing good. We all need to drop the COVID. Probably for me, it's probably the COVID-20, Jeff. But also in studio, our sponsor, Phoenix Christian Preparatory School, fearless leader, Jeff Blake, superintendent. Jeff, thanks for being in studio today.
Thank you, Steve. And I am really looking forward. I got some heroes sitting right next to me. I'm looking forward for you to get to know them better, for our listeners to get to know them better. You're going to want to stay tuned to a really amazing episode this morning.
Yeah, super cool. So, you know, as you know, the program, if you've heard us before, we're sponsored by Phoenix Christian Preparatory School. And this show is all about ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. So we celebrate along the way with folks who have a story that can't be told apart from the hand of the Lord. We celebrate ways in which God is working through ministries all around the world. We've had an opportunity over an extended period of time now to just really give a shout out, if you will, to the Lord and give him glory and honor and praise for the way he works in and through and around people that he loves so much. And today is no exception. Today we are featuring an organization called Sowers, which has, it's an acronym. And it, I'm gonna let our guest explain it. Jeff, you can probably do it. Why don't you give us the full intro?
With great joy, because they're the embodiment of every part of it. Servants on Wheels Ever Ready. Now, do you add S to serve, or is it just Servants on Wheels Ever Ready?
Servants on Wheels Ever Ready.
Amen. And they are the embodiment of that, Steve.
Well, Jeff, why don't you introduce our listeners to our guest today?
Well, sure. This is tough, because how do you put into words all that we've been through? Last year, as we journeyed into COVID, we had the Sowers, Servants on Wheels, Ever Ready to Serve, and got to meet these two amazing couples and others. But in particular, due to the COVID shutdown, we got to spend some extended time together and really an opportunity to get to know each other. So first, I'd like to introduce Jerry and Carol Chesser, and tell us a little bit where you're from, kind of a little bit of your story.
We are from Colorado. For the last 20 years, prior to that, we grew up in Michigan and then a career in the service.
And you journeyed down here to be Servants on Wheels Ever Ready. You've journeyed all over the country. We're going to learn more about that as the episode unfolds. But originally from Colorado.
Yes.
And then Mill and Linda Sutter. And tell us a little bit about where you're from and a little bit of your story.
Well, I'm originally from the Valley. I grew up in Glendale. For our married life, we're in Sacramento, and for the last almost 6 years, we have been on the road full-time in a fifth-wheel trailer, and we've traveled all over the United States in all 48 lower states.
That's amazing. Steve, these are folks that are always on an adventure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear a lot about the Sowers, but I want to hear a little bit about you guys as couples first. You know, Jerry, how about Carol? Carol, tell us how God brought you and Jerry together, when that happened, and what that story's like.
Well, we met in college. We've been married 43 years, me 44 years in June.
Right on. Congratulations.
We have three amazing kids, and they're all married, and we have 8 grandchildren. That's probably the hardest part about being in Sowers is being away from them, but we try to get back home every once in a while. But we do get to Zoom and Skype, which is wonderful. We retired just in 2018, and we said, well, what are we going to do? And we said, well, we want to travel. So my husband, Jerry, thought that we should maybe get an RV, and I was that was the farthest thing from my brain.
You did not see that coming, huh?
Did not see that coming. But I took a big, huge leap of faith and said, okay, let's go for it. But we knew we couldn't travel 24/7, 365 days. So we decided that we needed to serve, and we looked into different organizations. We chose Sowers, and The rest is history.
It's history, as they say, right? Yes. So you met in college. I have a daughter who's college age and single, so that's a daunting thought for me. What college were you guys at when you met?
Western Michigan University.
Western Michigan University. Okay. All right. And Carol, you know, Jerry showed up and you just thought, this is it, right? Where else could I go to find somebody?
I think I went to school to get my MRS degree.
Your MRS degree. I've heard about those. That's so awesome. Well, bless you guys and congratulations on God's faithfulness to you and your faithfulness to each other over such an extended period of time. That's inspiring, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes,
it's super cool. Okay, so Mill and Linda, tell us a little bit about how God brought you guys together and your family.
Well, we've been married 34 years. It's a second marriage for both of us.
Okay.
And we have each have two kids. We have five grandkids. And we met when I became her boss, and now she's the boss.
I like it.
So he says.
That's the official position that you're taking.
That is, yes.
Well, I love it. I love it. You know, I just have recently got to know both of these couples and am encouraged so much by, as we mentioned, their love for the Lord, their love for others, certainly their love for each other. And just excited to spend some time with you guys here today. You know, the grandkid thing is relatively new to my wife and I. We have two grandkids who both attend Phoenix Christian, one in first grade and one is a preschooler. And now I understand what my dad said when we first had our first daughter, one of our three daughters. He said, you know, he used to introduce me as his son, but now he introduces me as the father of his grandchildren because he said that's a way more important role. And so I get it. I get it for sure. Well, Jeff, give us just a little bit of you know, your impression as, you know, as an organization that benefits from the ministry of these folks and others like them. When you were first approached, hey, this group's coming, they're interested in coming. Tell us a little bit about what that meant to you and how it plays out on a I guess, annual basis.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let me give you a visual first. If you were to come to our school around our track in a football field, at the south end, it looks like we're preparing for a NASCAR race around the track as there's RVs stationed all around. And in fact, as we prepare to record today, we anticipate, is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we've got three?
Four.
Four more couples.
Yeah, one today, three tomorrow.
One today, three tomorrow. Around. So what you'll see is these RVs around our track, and we've provided an opportunity for a hookup for water and sewage and that kind of thing. And so these folks arrive, and in anticipation of the arrival, clearly as a nonprofit, budgets are tight, and you steward every penny that the Lord entrusts to the school. And so when you're aware of an organization like Servants on Wheels Ever Ready, the Sowers, it's an incredible opportunity to connect them with some resources we have at the school, products, and let them go after with the beautification of our campus. And so fundamentally, they come in prepared to serve. We give them a list, and they don't flinch when we give them a list that we've been flinching at trying to get done as an organization. We hand it to them. They look at us, and they say, okay, we got this. We're ready. And the next thing you know, they're piling out of their room where they've been doing their Bible study, and they're filtering all throughout the campus. And like elves in the middle of the night, projects get done. So in the big picture, and let me just say, it is a joy to walk around the campus every day and to see the campus sparkle because of what they've done. That's on a, for lack of a better word, that's on the surface. But what happens even more deeply than that is our students see these individuals into their retirement continuing to serve and be servants for Christ. And the lessons that are taught outside of the classroom as they witness and they walk with these incredible individuals, not only for the students, but for myself, the faculty, and the staff, that's a bow on this package that I don't even have words for that brings joy. And they just enhance the culture and the atmosphere, beautification, all of it. Living out their worship every day on our campus.
Well, it's quite a testimonial of the recipient of that. Now, Mill, tell us a little bit about, as the organization, when you set out to have an impact, the impact that God's having through you guys, what are your initiatives? What are the things that you would say are consistent across the board within the organization that are important?
Well, we try to go into organizations. A lot of our projects are Christian camps. But we also have high schools, elementary schools, churches, rescue missions, all things. And we go in trying to do what we can to so that those folks can do their job of spreading the gospel.
So that takes a lot of different forms. It looks like a lot of different things depending on where you're at, I'm sure.
Yeah. We could be laying a tile floor. We could be laying carpet. We could be putting a roof on.
Painting.
almost every project, we do some painting of some sort. And so we do all kinds of basically manual labor.
It's great.
What happens is we come in, the project gives us free rent, and they get, in turn, free labor.
Well, I love it, and it's just so clear, you know, to those of us who have the chance to watch you, the heart with which you serve, the call that God's put on your life, the gifts and abilities that He's given you as resources to share with others, and it's a huge blessing. I know it is to Phoenix Christian. I'm sure it is to the other organization, the camps, the rescue missions, the places where God takes you. And, you know, I think one of the things I wonder, if somebody's listening to this and it's something that maybe like me before they saw it or have now heard about it, it just never occurred to them, you know, how do they get more information about being a sower? Where would somebody go to find out or read about the organization?
Go to the Sowers website, which is sowers.org.
Great. sowers.org. We'll make sure that link is with the podcast. So if you're listening on a podcast, you should be able to check it out. Or if you know somebody who maybe is at a season of their life, they have some gifts, abilities, and a heart to serve, and the wheels to get there and hook up someplace, this just might be their ticket. So again, today, if you just tuned in, we're featuring the Sowers Ministry here on The Beacon. We're grateful to have them in the studio. We're grateful to have them in our lives. And excited that you have tuned in today to listen to The Beacon. And I want to encourage you to continue to listen. You might just hear a song by The Sowers somewhere in today's program. So you don't want to miss that. Hang with us here on The Beacon. Again, thank you for tuning in. We look forward to having you back with us on the next segment.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Okay, well, welcome back to The Beacon. I serve as your host. My name is Steve Woods. In the studio with us today, we have Jerry and Carol Chesser. Did I say that right? I did say it right. And we also have Mill and Linda Sutter, and they are with the Sowers organization. And we're going to give Mill a chance to restate that website that we had at the end of our last segment, which the link will be provided. But go ahead, Mill. Let's give them the website again.
Okay. It's sowerministry.org.
Sowerministry.org. There we go. And hey, and off the air, Linda, we were talking a little bit about your perspective on initially being a snowbird and saying, okay, we're retired. We, you know, we have all the benefits of that. We're going to get out of the cold weather. And that was the extent of the plan. And then how did that work out?
Well, it didn't work real well.
Why is that?
We were doing Sowers, but we had only done two projects.
Okay.
And then we came to Phoenix, actually. We're going to be snowbirds December through March. And about February, just couldn't do it. So felt the calling deep in my heart that we had to have a purpose. And that is the theme of Sowers, is that it is RV with a purpose. And so we've been able to travel pretty much the country, as Mill said, but with a purpose. And that was just on my heart to be able to share that.
Yeah, that's great. It is. It's you have all of the benefits of the freedom of getting out there and dragging the fifth wheel around to this place or that, enjoying. I have a I have a hunch that the tendency might be to follow the weather and to go in a place where, you know, if you're going to do work or paint outside, it'd be nice to do that when you in sleeves.
Well, people have asked us, where is your favorite place to be? And we can't answer that because with sowers, you can pick and choose where you want to go, when you want to go. So we've been in every place we've been at the optimum times of the year. And so we don't know that it's cold in Minnesota unless you tell us, because we were there in the summer.
We've seen pictures. It was beautiful when we were there, right?
Right.
Oh, that's something. So now you guys are in a fifth wheel. Jerry and Carol, you guys are in a motorhome. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Yeah, and a number of motorhomes in our family. My wife's parents have had a motorhome as long as I've known her. They're in their 80s now. They literally just returned from a trip down to the beach at Rocky Point this last week. And, you know, motorhoming in general is a great way to make a lot of fun memories. For a number of years when our kids were younger, we had a coach also, and we would go with them and camp, and we make great memories together, just a lot of fun. But one of the things I remember is that time at the gas station when you stop and the thing just keeps clicking and clicking, and you know, and you think, whatever. And I remember, Jerry, and you can tell me if this is accurate or not, I think I asked one of Teresa's uncles once who had a big motorhome. I said, well, what kind of mileage do you get? And he said, I get 11. He said, 11? That's 11 miles per gallon? He said, that's incredible, Marvin. You get 11 miles per gallon? He said, yeah. He said, I get 5 in the city and 6 on the highway. And I thought, you know, that sounds about right. Is that pretty close, Jerry?
I think when we measure it, we get about 9.
All right. You're ahead of the curve.
Yes. And it's 9 all the time.
Well, guys, again, we just are so grateful to have you here on the program today. And I just think that the niche that God has given you we joked a little bit off air to kind of, you know, blow in and blow up and blow out in a really good, positive way. Right, Jeff?
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your most memorable experiences. Anything that comes to mind? You know, I think that when we motorhome, and it probably isn't this way for you, there were occasions where something didn't go quite right. And it didn't matter. Well, you're in a new unit, you're in an old unit. When you're in a house that you're driving down the road at, you know, 50 to 70 miles an hour, things you know, can get a little shaky.
We it's a brand new motorhome.
There you go.
Basically about a year old, and we were here in Phoenix last year in March. If you remember last March, it was very warm. We started getting into the 90s and 100s, and guess whose air conditioning broke?
Oh, man. Now you're just in a hot box.
Now we're in a hot box. thankfully, we found somebody here in the valley, and I made a call at 2:30, and at 5:30 in the afternoon, I had a new air conditioning unit, and our rig was getting cooled down quite quickly.
Isn't that something?
So, yeah, it was amazing. Excuse me. You asked about memories. My fondest... we were here in Arizona at a gospel rescue mission down south, and it's a place where they get women, single moms, off the street. And we were introduced to a young lady who had troubled teens. She was on drugs, was kidnapped by the cartel, and basically trafficked. Mm. And here's this rescue mission that's gotten her off the street. She's gotten back with her kids. They had a 84-85% success rate in working with these young ladies. And you walk around the campus and you hear things like they're just so grateful that they have a place to stay and they're not worried about anything else other than learning about God and what the mission can do for them. They go to classes, and we're there so that they can spend their money on these young ladies and not on maintenance.
Right.
And we had the opportunity just to really spruce the facility up. We were replacing water heaters and sprinkler lines and just doing different things that they needed to have done. And then when you hear the results of what God is doing in this place and where they can spend their money working with these women, it just warms your heart to no end. It was just an amazing place.
To think that every dollar of labor that they would have had to hire has been replaced by the work that you're doing means that every one of those dollars can go directly into the lives of young women like you spoke of.
Absolutely. And we do the same thing at Phoenix Christian. We can see the work that's going on there as well. And it's just money they don't have to spend on fixing up and repairing things. And we're just so blessed to be a part of all of these organizations. It's amazing.
It's got to be cool. You know, here we have this program, right, where we celebrate ways in which God's using the unexpected to do the unexplainable. That's every week we come together and we celebrate. And you, in a sense, have a chance to go to all of these different places where God's working and see the evidence of his hand in the lives of people who are being impacted. It's a parallel concept in something that you get to do on wheels and something we're grateful to have the chance to celebrate today. And I'm mindful of the fact that, you know, all of us are given a certain amount of resources, right? Maybe the least valuable of which might be our money and the most valuable of which might be our time. And also on that list are, you know, our gifts and abilities and the experiences that we have. And all of those things, when applied, are going to create a result, which is going to fall into one of two categories, right? Over here, it might be the imperishable category. It isn't going to stand the test of eternity. Over here, it is going to stand the test of eternity. Or the perishable category, it's going to burn up in time. And so it's just so encouraging and so inspiring to be around folks who have that mindset, like, hey, I can only do what I'm going to do, and it's going to bring about a result, and I want it to be for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of eternity, for the sake of people who need to know the Lord or know the Lord and are growing in him. So again, if you just tuned in, you picked a great episode to listen to. We're celebrating here with the Chessers and the Sutters, members of the Sowers Ministry. When we come back in our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about ways in which they see God work in, through, and around them. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for tuning in.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
All right, well, welcome back. That catchy little jingle means we are here in our third segment with our friends the Sutters and the Chessers of Sowers Ministry. The Beacon, of course, is sponsored by Phoenix Christian. We're grateful to have Jeff Blake, the superintendent of Phoenix Christian, on the program as well today. Jeff, thanks for being here. Thanks for arranging for our audience and for myself to get to know the Sowers a little bit better.
This is a pretty cool morning, and these are heroes of mine that are an inspiration to me every day, and to our kids and to our faculty. So an opportunity to say thank you and to celebrate.
Yeah, so if you just happen to tune into the program, naturally you can hear this program from the top via any place where you get your podcast. You can also go to phoenixchristian.org/beacon. And see a little summary of past episodes. We've been doing it for a while. There's a lot of cool things to celebrate in the way that God is working, and this is another one. So, Linda, we were talking off the air after Jerry shared an experience that he had that was really meaningful down in southern Arizona at one of the ministries where they were working, and you mentioned an organization, I think, out of Missouri, right?
Yes. It's a camp for special needs students, actually all ages of special needs, people that have disabilities of one kind or another that can go to camp and have the full camp experience. If you're in a wheelchair and you want to do the high wire, you can do the high wire.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing place that just warms your heart when you go there to see all these young people. And some of them weren't quite so young, but all kinds of different disabilities, and the camp just ministers and loves to them. And we had the privilege of being there in the summer so that we could see the kids actually at camp, and it was amazing.
Super cool, huh? So do you guys keep track of how many different ministries or places that you've been to individually or that the ministry has touched? I mean, are there numbers and stats as to how many folks are in motorhomes and fifth wheels traveling around?
The organization has about 300 to 400 people in the ministry, but not all of them are serving at any one time. We probably have during the winter, we have more people than during the rest of the year. probably have close to 100 couples serving over. We have 160 projects scattered all over the United States.
That's incredible.
From Alaska to Maine.
Wow.
Linda and I personally, this month coming up at Phoenix Christian, will be our 50th project.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing. And over what period of time? How many years?
5.5 years.
It's been a blessing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've received more blessing sometimes than we feel like we've given. But Phoenix Christian has blessed us. I mean, the four of us are back because their love for their students and for God and just spreading the gospel is just amazing.
Well, always paired as couples and always paired with other couples as teams. Is that right?
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, incredible. Well, you know, again, just really thrilled to have the Sowers here on the program. Really excited to hear the ways in which God is and has been using your availability to Him. And just grateful to be able to come back together and talk today about those various ways. Jeff, isn't it awesome?
They're pretty amazing, and one of the things that it's an encouragement to me, I've given 25 years of my life to one ministry, and I think what I'm envious and I'm embraced by the wisdom that they share is you guys have had a front row seat to what God's doing all across this country, and that our God is on the move, and you bring that megaphone and celebrate it where you can see God moving. For Jerry and Carol, a place that's really impacted you, you've mentioned earlier the women's shelter, but there's got to be other places.
We went to Maine. We had never been to Maine before, and so we decided to go do both projects that are listed into Maine. And we were just blown away by how friendly, open, and honest the people were. And this is at every project we get to go to. But we had such a blast up in Maine, and they refused to let us eat in our own rig.
Oh, wow.
They made us eat dinner and lunch and breakfast with them, and they just got to know us, and we got to know them. But it's true of every project that we go to.
You can see the body of Christ. I just think that's really inspiring, and you can see it moving and active and vibrant.
Yes, everywhere we have been, without exception.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen to that.
Incredible. Well, you know, I guess one of the questions that I have, and I'm not sure, hopefully this is a relatively easy answer, but you know, I tell you what, let me hold that question for the next one. I know that we promised our listeners
I'm looking forward to it
that we promised them that they listen in and that they stayed with us through the program they might hear a song, so we're going to make good on that promise, and maybe Jeff and I will even join in. But thanks for tuning into The Beacon. We look forward to wrapping it up here with the Sowers in our next segment. Stay tuned.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Well, welcome back to The Beacon. I'm Steve. I'm your host. In studio also as a co-host is Jeff Blake, superintendent of Phoenix Christian. Of course, we have the Sowers on the program today, a representation of the Sowers, Jerry and Carol Chesser. We also have Mill and Linda Sutter. And again, you guys, thanks so much for being on the program with us today. It's awesome to have you here.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So if I wake up and I'm in my motorhome and I'm waking up on the side of the track next to the football field at Phoenix Christian, what does a day in the life of a sower look like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we hear the beeps and buzzers of the school.
Yes.
At 7:30, all the sowers get together in a designated place, and we have devotions for the day. And then we sing a song at the end. Every time we get together, we're supposed to sing a song specifically after devotions. Then the ladies and the guys kind of separate. The ladies usually go off and are doing some kind of painting of some kind in and around the school, and the guys take off, and we're involved in a little bit more heavy maintenance, recently renovating the outside of modulars that they have on campus. which includes repair or replacement of siding and drip edges, painting, just sprucing the campus up. Last year we did a lot of power washing, I recall, but a lot of modulars. And it's just replacing filters here and there. The amazing thing, and this just cracks me up every time, I was group leader for the month of February here at Phoenix Christian, and I always worry about, is God going to send the right people to do the job that we need to do? And without fail, God has provided the expertise, the skill set for each of our groups to make whatever projects we need to get done, whatever the highest priority is for the school. He provides the skill set, and I don't know why I doubt or why I worry, because without fail, God has provided each and every time.
Can you cite an example of something that you're like, well, that seems like who's gonna know how to do this or that, and then they show up?
We Mill and I are not carpenters.
Okay.
By any means, and so we knew we had to do some framing repair and siding repair. And I have a skill set, Mill has a skill set. We could get it done, but God sent us a carpenter and a cabinet maker.
sure. Right on time.
The cabinet maker made precision cuts to work around electrical lines to get the siding to fit up, and the carpenter was there just to make sure that we did the job right, and he was hands-on as well. So I'm just totally blown away by God's gifts and what he gives to each of the groups to make sure that we're able to accomplish.
Something about immeasurably more than all we could ever ask for or imagine in just the right time, right? Just
absolutely.
The right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so Jeff, there's the mechanical side, you know, the structural side of what they did. Tell us what that means. Who's affected by that? I mean, I think I have a pretty good hunch, but fill us in.
You know, certainly the campus looks beautiful. And you've provided, you know, with the ladies, they keep referencing painting. You know, we're partnering with another ministry, Real Talk, to provide a space and a sanctuary for kids to come in and be ministered to after the school day's over. And you guys have taken the first steps to getting us toward that vision. But Steve, you know, one of the things that happened 2 weeks into COVID last year is we lost a student.
Yeah.
And that was horrifically heartbreaking. In fact, just this last week, we were able to celebrate that senior at a basketball game. But one of the things that these couples were a part of is for that family that loss, I'm aware that on the off time, they made a determination to go and minister to this family with their home and serve her. And bless mom and dad and daughter as they were living in the wake of the loss of their son. And so there's certainly what they do from Monday to Thursday for us. But in the off hours, they sink into the culture of the school and the families that are here, and they minister to the families. And they were an extraordinary blessing to a family that went through a loss, an unimaginable loss. And that kind of illustration and embodiment of the body of Christ is one of the most powerful things I can share of what they mean to our school and what they mean to our families. You know, we live outside the garden. God gave us a choice to be obedient to him, but as humans, we've taken another path, and our world is broken. There is no other solution to our world and the struggles that we face in the church, and that God has created the church. God has called us to be the body of Christ, living and obedient to his Spirit. And I've watched these couples as a living curriculum to all of us, the living epistle, to be that and to be the body of Christ to the broken and to be light and hope. And so, Steve, unexpected loss, horrific loss, but I watched them serve in a really remarkable and beautiful way, and I'm grateful. If I could take one more illustration of that, right, you know, coming off of spring break and going into COVID last year, we didn't know we were going to have to shut the school down. And then the kids come back from spring break, and we organized this assembly line to hand out curriculum packets, technology. God showed up, and we had 180 pieces of technology we were able to give to kids that didn't have technology. And there are the sowers out there handing out curriculum packets, love, affirmation, prayer, encouragement to kids with tears in their eyes and kids that would never in a million years have said, I miss school. And there they are in a drive-through. We've all got our masks and protection on. We didn't know what was ahead. But there's the body of Christ shoulder to shoulder with the team here at Phoenix Christian, telling kids they're loved and they're missed and valued. And I can't express my gratitude enough and what an encouragement you are. And it's just hard to put into words all that they do and provide for organizations like Phoenix Christian and the many others that they serve that are doing equally as much valuable work.
Well, and as unto the Lord, you know, everything that I have witnessed from a distance, and it's been a pleasure to get to know you more personally over this course of this week, but it's for the Lord. And as a result of that work for the Lord, there are so many of us, you know, among them, my little grandson, whose experience in preschool is different and better because modulars are cleaned up and the campus is beautified. And, you know, it blows by him, but it doesn't blow by the rest of us. And we're just extremely grateful, and I hope that comes through in our time together. We're thankful to the Lord. We're thankful to the Lord for you. We're thankful to you for allowing the Lord to use the gifts and the abilities that he's given you and the time that we get to spend together. We treasure the friendship, the relationship that we enjoy, not just as organizations, but as people. So on behalf of the Beacon, on behalf of Phoenix Christian, we want to say thank you again. And I want to flash back to Jerry's, you know, day in the life of the sowers and see if you can. I mean, this is new for me. I think Jeff may have heard this traditional song, and I'm hoping that this is something that'll catch on. Who knows? Maybe the Beacon will adapt it and we'll sing a song every week. But I'm going to turn it over to you guys to lead us in song.
All right. You ready?
Hear ye the Master's call, give me thy best. For be it great or small, that is his test. Do then the best you can, not for reward, but for the praise of man, but for the Lord. Every work for Jesus will be blessed, but he asks from everyone his best. Our talents may be few, these may be small, but unto him is due our best, our all.
Woo! That is fantastic. I love it. I love the voices. I love the song. You know, Jeremy, our producer, reminded me today that we've been doing this for 2 years this month. That is the best song we have ever had. And those are the strongest voices. And I want you to know that we have had at least one national recording artist on this program, and you guys blew everybody out of the water. That is so fun and so fantastic. God bless you. Thank you so much for being on the program. We're really grateful. Grateful.
Thank you.
We're doubly blessed.
Yes. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. Go ahead.
I real quick say, last year, Jeff told us over and over how we were helping to put the sparkle back into the school, and I have taken that with me every place I've gone. When I've been scrubbing toilets or doing whatever that the camp or the organization needed, it was always hearing Jeff's voice saying, you're helping putting the sparkle back.
I love it. That's
Thank
great,
you,
Linda.
Jeff.
Well, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about ways in which God is putting the sparkle back on PC. Why don't you tell us what's going on campus?
Well, I'll give you a really personal illustration. Yesterday, I got a little tired of email, so I got up from my desk and wandered around the campus.
Good for you.
And I wandered into our Black Box Theater, came around the corner, and there were, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 young people, fifth grade all the way through high school, and they were singing Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful.
And Mr. DeLatte, our drama teacher, was preparing and coaching, and his arms were raised, a big smile across his face, and these young ones, a smile in their eyes, and they got super excited, and they wanted to give me a special performance when I came in yesterday. And these students are preparing for our production of Annie. It's a musical. We're going to perform it in our courtyard here in early May. And where many schools are just now beginning the conversation of returning and being back on campus, I am pleased and proud to celebrate, by the way, these students were in masks, that Phoenix Christian has remained committed to on-campus instruction. And there is something sacred and powerful when a teacher is in front, physically in front of their students, and the students are feeding off each other and learning from each other. And listen, there were voices cracking. They weren't necessarily on tune here as our sowers were this morning, but they were growing and getting better, and they are so looking forward to perform. So if you'd like to learn more about our performance of Annie, which will be in the same way in the embodiment of the sowers this morning as they live out their worship and sing these beautiful songs, that'll be on our website and available. It's coming in that first weekend of May, and we're just pleased to celebrate and provide that opportunity all the way from elementary all the way through high school kids. And Steve, that's just a sliver of what's going on. We've just turned the clock this week, and we switched over, I can hardly believe it, into spring sports. So the track team is out there practicing. The baseball team is out there practicing. And our winter sports, they're just now beginning to wind up and finish their season. I think the men's varsity basketball program, I think, have an opportunity for a playoff game. They came by this just last week in a buzzer beater in the very last minute. A shout out to Tommy, who made a last minute shot and won the game for the team. That was a really incredible victory this week. And of course, our Lady Cougars, Steve, you're one of our proud members of the coaching staff there. The Lady Cougars are also heading into playoffs this week. It has been an extraordinary season of athletics in person. We want to applaud the AIA for giving us the opportunity to compete. But Steve, that's just a glimpse of all the many, many things that are going on. And we're right heading into the season of enrollment for the school. And one of the things we want to encourage is that Phoenix Christian is a school open and available for families all across this city. And we have students that journey from every corner of the city to be on our campus every day, enjoying the power of on-campus instruction. And we celebrate on this program many times the incredible, unique opportunity we have in the state of Arizona to apply for tuition tax credits. And what that means for you as a listener, eager for your child to be in a private Christian school like Phoenix Christian, is there is funding scholarships available, and we would encourage you to reach out to our school. You can visit www.phoenixchristian.org. You can give us a call at 602-265-4707. We would love to give you a tour if you would call even today. We're available today for an on-campus tour. I'd love to give that to you personally with our admissions office and celebrate the amazing things that God is doing. One of the things we're super proud of is this summer we expanded our preschool program. The Sowers were an incredible part of that. They helped us do it. We would not have been able to afford it, but we now offer infant all the way through 12th grade instruction. You can learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you again to the Sowers. A special thank you to Miriam, our producer, who keeps us on track, lines up our guests. Thank you to Jeremy, to 960 The Patriot. Thank you to the listener for tuning in. We hope you'll check out other episodes, and we hope that you'll have an amazing day in Christ Jesus. Thanks to PC for being the sponsor of The Beacon, and again, thank you for listening. Have a great day.